Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
All right, how are you guys today? It's Thursday. And can you believe it's January 30th already? I swear, time just moves like that. Tomorrow is January 31st. And then in, what is it, 2.5 weeks? It'll be Valentine's Day. And I'm not going to push anybody down that's on Valentine's Day that is in love. Because you know what? God loves me, and I love myself, and I'm worthy of love. You know what? But right now, in this phase of my life, God's got me single, and I'm happy about it. How does that fit in with today's topic? Oh, it goes very well. Today's topic is lift yourself up, not put yourself down. We'll be right back, and we're going to play a song, and we'll be right back and talk about it. If I can see the song.
Sheets of rain falling down, people moving all around. Some never think how great you are, some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you think they'd all cry, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent, most God. Stars in the moon sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, in a day gone tomorrow, days of joy and days of sorrow. Some live and ask what life's about, some live and don't see you're the way out. If they'd only look and see your glory in the great heavenly, they'd have to cry out, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent God. Yes, your Gloria. The mountains clap and the hills sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, you are. No one's holy like you are. You are. Yes, there's none besides you. You are. And there's no rock like you, Lord. No rock like you, Lord. You are. No fault in you. You're my glorious God. You are. Yes, you're Gloria. In your greatness and your power, in your majesty and your victory. Somebody say, is he? Is it a you? He is the main. In the beauty of his holiness, go on and worship him, worship him, worship the Lord. Is there anybody here, anybody loving like I do? Then say you are, your Gloria.
Thank you.
she says, wow, okay, we're back with Rolling with the Diva. And I'm Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host for the next 15 to 20 minutes. You know, I'm going to share something with you guys. You are fabulous. You are more than enough. You are loved by God. And sometimes that's all that matters. Because in life, do you guys remember when you were in, let's see, elementary school, and you were the person, maybe you were, I was, maybe you weren't, but you would always not get picked for the games first and things like that, and you'd be last, and I was always that person, you know, and I didn't care that much. Sometimes I did, but, you know, it really made me, as I grew up, I noticed in school I was a little bit more feisty, a little bit more angry, because I realized that people, you know, it was about your looks, and it was about this, and it was about that, or who had so much money, or who didn't, and I finally, you know, as years went by, you know, I struggled with my weight because we had problems in our family with, after my dad left my mom, we struggled for years with, you know, having a lot of food on the table. Some years were good, some were not, but my mom, she always made sure we had something, and then as we got older, it was easier for her, but the thing is, my mom always, you know, she would say she loved us, but it wasn't a lot of praise, you know, didn't get praise from my dad, so that, because he was not there, but you know, in school, people would say, oh, you know, because I had a really bad limp because I, because of my, well, it wasn't a bad limp, but I had a surgery, so I limped a little bit. Kids would make fun of that, or people would pull my hair, things like that. And, you know, that's how I became a fighter. And so I just have learned that, you know, toward now that I'm 55, going on 56, in the last 3 or 4 years, I have really learned that, you know what? You have to be your biggest advocate. You have to see what God sees in you. And God sees in me a beautiful woman, a great encourager, a lovely mother, a good athlete. No, I'm not running marathons, but hey, I got myself at the gym more than 3 or 4 days a week, so that qualifies as an athlete. Anyway, just so you guys know. But you know what? I really, really want people to hear that, you know, and you've been around people that they don't lift you up, and then when you start putting yourself down, and you know what, I used to put myself down all the time, you know, like I'm too fat, I'm too tall, yes, too tall, can you imagine that? I'm too tall, I hated being tall, and I only have embraced being tall in the last 6 years, 7 years, because you know what? It's how God made me. I'm up there with the giraffes. I can see better than most of you guys above everything. And I like it. Because you know what? I love it. I just can just say that. And besides, I have cute legs. I'm starting to say that now because I really do have cute legs. But the point is, you're made for great things. And when you put yourself down so, 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 so much, how do you think God feels about that? It doesn't make him feel good for you because that's not how he created you. He created you after him, after his image. So there may be people in your family that says you can't do this. You're ugly. You're fat. You'll never make anything of yourself. Don't hold on to that. Hold on what God has for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you to give you a hope and a future and to prosper you. God has great things for you. Don't live in somebody else's shadow. Don't live in your own shadow of despair, of discouragement, of negativity, because you are amazing. Do you like how I did that? Amazing grace. Lord Jesus, don't let me think. But anyway, I hope that made you guys laugh. I was at the gym about an hour ago and I rode the bike and I was very happy with that because you know what? Let me tell you the reason I'm glad this show. Like I've always said all these years that I've been doing this podcast, I never know the reason why I do the show until I do the show. It's just a topic that comes to my mind or a guest that I want on the show, never know why. But today I knew why, because I found out why. Because my friend, Hope, she just got a new beau, or man, as some people call, and she told us at the beginning of the week, and I was like, okay, you know, and I didn't think I was jealous or anything, and I don't want to be jealous because you want, when something happens good for somebody, you want to give them encouragement, support them, because that was a big thing for her. You know, she's like, I don't know if I'm ever going to find anybody, and, you know, a lot of us say that. And, you know, so I was like, and then today, here's Satan, Mr. Dark Matter that I call. Whenever you have dark thoughts, that's Satan, and I call him Dark Matter. Dark Matter was trying to bug me. Like, oh, you're never going to find anybody. You're not worthy. And before those sentences could be complete in my head, I was just like, you know what, God? Help me to see the positive things in my life and help me to realize the gift that I am for, to you and that you are to me and that I am worthy of love if that's where you want me and of a relationship. And if you don't, Lord, I'm still worthy of love because you loved me enough to get on the cross for my sins and die for me. And you know what? That's a tremendous amount of love. And the reason I'm saying that, you guys, is because I don't want you to get in a point where you're like, oh, I'm not even loved by God. That's the dark matter, guys. Uh-uh. No. I need you to get with the rainbow matter and the color of God and the color of greatness. God covers everything. That's why I love snow. Because it covers all of our sins and it covers all those things that we try to put ourselves down. Don't. You can lift up out of the snow. Just like God got off the cross for us, got on the cross and got off the cross for us, and we are saved that way. Never, never underestimate your ability to do things. Even if nobody else will support you and dark matter saying you're not going to do this, you go on and do it. And if the doors are meant to be open for you, they will be opened. Don't ever say, I'm not going to do this just because of what other people say. I agree with that, and we will be right back.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
I take care of me. I feel like a million dollar baby. will is all in this plan. I ain't never really had a plan, so I used to think I'm in advance. People say that money make the man, but I ain't been the type to take advance. Take the dirt and mold to make the man, so the dirt just made me who I am.
Me,
just a man with a purpose. I ain't perfect, that's certain. God hands still working,
yeah.
It's just the paint on my surface. And they wanna know what's up under that. I tell them don't worry about none of that. I struggle to come up from under that. While people were reaching to pull you back, trust me dog, I ain't going back. I'm in a hole in the place. Problem keeps slowing my pace, but I'ma keep running my race, yeah. Ain't got no time for delays. Man, I gotta make a play. So when you hear, let it play.
When you hear, let it play.
Hey, that's real, so it's really real. I'ma keep it real. What's a man without God's favor? When you in the field of late with this music, homie, I don't really chill. Catch the vibe with the spirit. Can you feel it in the air? In the air.
G pray, G pray. The spirit on me.
G pray, G pray.
Self-esteem, the first way to build self-esteem
is to find three things that you love about yourself. Me, I love that I'm super funny and I make people laugh because I'm hysterically funny because I do stupid things and say whatever comes out of my mouth. Like, for example, I'm at the gym the other day and we're talking and I was telling somebody about a food and I said, well, this food is better than sex because I haven't had sex in I don't know how long. Okay, so that just comes out of my mouth. So I always have the ability to make people laugh. I deeply, deeply care about the people that God created on this earth with me and I love them unconditionally. Even a bad person, because God still calls me to pray for them. Not everybody can do that. And the other thing I love about myself is that, you know what? I'm no longer afraid to tell you how it is. So you can come up with your own. That's one thing. Pray, come up with three things for yourself that are positive. The next thing you need to do is you need to stand in front of the mirror, and this is where you might need to be home by yourself or turn up some music in your room really loud, and you're going to stand in that mirror and you're going to say, I am loved by God or my higher power. You're going to say it three times. I am loved by God or my higher power. I am loved by God or my higher power. And you're going to stare yourself in the mirror for the whole time you're saying it. Don't look away. Look at yourself, because that is the magnificent thing, beauty of human that you are. Okay? Next, you're going to stand in front of this mirror. This is part of the same one. And you are going to say those other three things to yourself. And you're going to do that, whether you do it silently for the rest of the couple of days, but you're going to do it for 30 days straight, okay? And just one time a day or two times a day, whatever works for you. Third, I would suggest that you get yourself a study with people, either through the Bible, through maybe a group reading of any kind of book, or maybe volunteer. The more you get yourself out there doing things with other people can build you up. Because have you ever noticed when you're by yourself, the dark matter just comes in. But when you're giving and helping and being around other people are positive, a lot of those thoughts don't come in. Yeah, you may say, oh, this person dresses better than me. But again, that's what you need to check out, because we all have our own eclectic style of dressing. Me, I swear, I'm happy with wearing plaid and circle at the same time in some in my favorite tennis shoes that are the Star Spangled Banner stripes. My thing for you guys is I want you to know you're loved. You have to lift yourself up. Before others can lift you up, you have to be willing to lift yourself up, but there's steps that you have to take. If you're struggling with all of this, and I know some of you are, I suggest that you guys call 211 in any of the states of the United States and ask for referrals to counseling, or maybe you want to go to a church for, biblical counseling. That's good, too. But get yourself somebody who can get underneath and find out what's going on with you. Why are you having these problems? And you were supposed to stop, lady. She didn't stop, so I'm not stopping either. Why are you having these problems? And what's going on with internally? So that's the talk for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys really know. Oh, I forgot to tell you the story about my friend Hope. What happened is the dark matter was trying to tell me that. Was it that I was not that important? And I just kept saying, you know what, God, help me with this. And I God finally said, hey, you know, you got to eat. I ate some food, my oatmeal, went to the gym, worked out, and kept listening to music. That's one of the things, that's a fourth step, sorry, I want to tell you guys. When you start feeling down in yourself, get some music, because I don't care who you are. If you have some of your favorite music and you're listening to it, it can take you away from that darkness that you get into when you're putting yourself down. That's it. I hope you guys have a great day. You're loved. You're wanted. You're more than enough. I appreciate everybody tuning in my show. Please, please share with your friends and have a great, great, great day. And we'll talk to you guys soon.